All right, Alexander, let's do a follow-up to the video we did on the EU budget, the seven-year budget, and Hungary and Poland vetoing that seven-year budget, because now we have the de facto globalist ruler, the de facto EU godfather, George Soros, weighing in. And this should come as no surprise, because George Soros, being of Hungarian descent, there's no doubt that he wants to take Hungary down. He wants to take Poland down. He wants the globalist agenda to thrive and prosper. He has an open rift and row with Orban. That's also not a secret either. But George Soros penned an op-ed, a letter, where he says the title is Europe Must Stand Up to Hungary and Poland. I'll just read you the byline, the first paragraph byline. It says, this is George Soros, his own article, and it's everywhere now. George Soros says, the European Union cannot afford to compromise on the rule of law provisions it applies to the funds it allocates to member states. How the EU responds to the challenge to those provisions now posed by Hungary and Poland will determine whether it survives as an open society true to the values upon which it was founded. So everyone living in Hungary and Poland, be very, very aware and be very vigilant. George Soros is coming after your country. Alexander, what do you make of this letter article from George Soros?
I mean, it's fascinating that Soros has come out openly in this way. Can I say what I think is triggered is that I think when the veto, when the Hungarians and the Poles vetoed the budget, I think for a while, the Europeans just didn't accept that it had happened. I mean, this is fairly common, by the way, that they often go away, say to themselves, this isn't for real. The Hungarians and the Poles can be bought off. And I think what they then discovered is that the Hungarians and the Poles are entirely for real. And then the Prime Minister of Slovenia weighed in and wrote a letter to the European Commission, saying that he basically agreed with Orban and Kaczynski, you know, the leaders of Hungary and Poland. I should say Kaczynski is not the formal leader of Poland, but he is the sort of de facto leader. So I think this is where I think what's triggered this reaction. And suddenly, you know, there was about a couple of days when there was large scale silence about this story. Then you started to see the articles appearing in places like the Financial Times and the Guardian. And now Soros himself, you know, the self-proclaimed, you know, emperor of open Europe, has come forward and he's penned his, you know, obiter dicta, saying, you know, that the Hungarians and the Poles must be put in their place. Now, think about that. What he's basically saying is that their veto, which is their right, must be overridden in some way, that they must be pressured and bullied and, you know, forced into a reversing position, and the European Union should not compromise on this. So I wonder what exactly he has in mind and what exactly the other people in the EU have in mind. Does that mean they are going to try and override the budget? Well, if you actually read Soros's article, sorry, override the veto. If you actually read Soros's article carefully, that is exactly what he says. He says there are ways, I'm not sure what those ways are, of bringing in the budget provisions without actually going through the European Council and, in effect, disregarding the Polish and Hungarian vetoes. Now, if that happens, if you start finding sort of backstairs ways of implementing EU decisions, overriding the vetoes of member states, well, I think that's going to be an absolutely incendiary thing, because that means then that these member states have lost all power over the EU, which, yeah, I mean, even the notional power that the veto supposedly grants them, that that's basically gone, and that it's the European government in, you'd have to start calling it a government, in Brussels and Frankfurt, which is able to impose its decisions on all the EU member states, and that the veto has ceased to have any meaning anymore. So I think it's quite a remarkable thing for Soros to say. I wonder whether it would survive a legal challenge in the European Court of Justice. Perhaps it would. And if that is so, then I think, you know, in a way, Soros has done us all a favour, because it's exposed even further the reality of what the EU has become. And when Orban says that it's starting to look more and more like the Soviet Union, that is exactly what it has become.
Yeah, I mean, you read through the article, and I think there's no doubt that Soros is trying to use this impasse in order to push the European Union to become more authoritarian and to just not deal with having all the member states vote in order to pass things. He just wants it to be this oligarchy of people who decide everything. And he's using this impasse to push this philosophy onto the EU. It's clear as day. This is what Soros wants. And it just shows such a lack of self-awareness from George Soros, because in the article, he goes after Hungary really, really hard. I mean, he goes after Orban really hard, and he calls Orban pretty much an authoritarian dictator, while what he is proposing is exactly, what he's proposing to the EU is an authoritarian dictator policy. And I'll just read you one sentence of how hard he goes after Orban. Quote, Orban has constructed in Hungary an elaborate kleptocratic system to rob the country blind. The amount by which he has enriched his family and friends is difficult to estimate, but many of them have become exceedingly wealthy. This is coming from George freaking Soros.
Well, I know, quite. Yes, exactly. I mean, it does seem astonishing that he would be saying that, given who he is and how he made his money. I mean, it's quite astonishing that he says these things. And of course, he talks about, you know, the EU set up, you know, the betraying its own founding principles. I think, again, you know, you go back in time to the kind of things that were said when the EU was founded. Or rather, it wasn't the EU then, it was the European Economic Community when it was founded. It's completely different from what Soros is saying. You're absolutely right. He talks about openness and democracy and the open society and all those things. But he's completely intolerant of people who don't agree with his vision. And he's quite happy to impose it in extremely authoritarian ways. And the way he's prepared to do it, as I said, is by overriding the veto. If you read the article carefully, that is what he suggests. He says that the veto should be overridden on the question of the budget. Of course, the budget is the key, because if the EU doesn't, if the EU's budget is no longer susceptible to the veto power of the sovereign states, then they're not sovereign anymore. And that seems to be the agenda here.
Everything falls apart, and I think that's the plan. Once the veto power goes in the budget, then it goes for everything, and that's it. The EU is cooked.
Exactly so. I mean, that then it ends. It's over. As it's no longer a community. It's not even a union. It's a unitary system controlled from the center. It would be completely different from the EU, that, you know, the kind of EU that it was supposed to be. Of course, it will be very much more like the EU that is evolving and which Soros wants to see. I'm going to make a guess, by the way. I think this article is going to make some people in Hungary, in Poland, and in other member states want to dig in even harder. And I think you will see huge resistance to any attempt to water down the veto to the extent that it's left.
Yeah. I mean, well, if you were Hungary and Poland, and you know now openly, it's in a letter, it's openly, Soros is coming after you, what do you do?
Well, indeed, you dig in. And I think that's exactly what they're going to do. I think that's precisely what they're going to do. And as I said, we're seeing other states like Slovenia coming out and supporting them. And I suspect more and more will quietly do so.
Yeah, I think was it Slovenia or Slovakia?
I think it was Slovenia. I think it was Slovenia, actually.
Okay. Yeah. So, final question. Why don't all these damn member states just get rid of this open society from their society? Because it's so damn toxic.
Well, it is. Of course, one of the reasons why Soros has this enormous animus against Orban is because Orban has, to some extent, actually done that in Hungary. I mean, there was that university that Soros set up in Hungary, which I think, not absolutely sure about this, but I think Orban has certainly either closed it down or has reformatted it or restructured it in a way that, you know, makes it far more easy to assimilate into the Hungarian system. But, you know, coming back to your point, I mean, Orban is the elected leader of Hungary. He has won elections in Hungary. As far as I know, Soros has never stood for elected office in any country. And yet he sets himself out as the Democrat who is dictating, I use that word carefully, to elected leaders, yeah, and says he's doing so as a Democrat. Work out those contradictions for me, because I can't.
It's astonishing. It's astonishing in how many countries Soros has his claws in. It's absolutely astonishing, from Canada to the US to Serbia to Hungary, even yes, Russia. I think Russia just kicked him out, did they not? I think Russians
the
same.
I think so. And it was one of the reasons why, of course, he has this enormous animus against Russia and against Putin specifically, because he didn't really manage to gain traction there.
Yeah, I mean, let's not forget what he did to Ukraine either.
Indeed, absolutely. Well, he's very heavily involved in Ukraine and in other countries. I mean, I know people who've been to his various educational institutions in places like Bulgaria and wherever.
That's how he starts. He opens up those universities, and from there he digs into the actual institutions of the country.
Correct. Exactly right.
Incredible letter. What a toxic.
Indeed, extraordinary letter. And I have to say, extraordinary man. I mean, the vanity is really remarkable. You know, he thinks that he's able to sort of tell Europeans, the European Union, what it should do, with some expectation that it will follow his opinions is very, very remarkable, given what you said about him, you know, that he's who he is and how he made his money and the fact that he's never been elected. Very remarkable.
Well, I remember I wrote an article for the Duran a while back as to how many MPs in the European Union he's bankrolled. So, I mean, he's so deeply entrenched. His money is so deeply entrenched into the institutions that it's something has to be done.
Well, indeed. Yeah. I mean, you know, we have this expression in England from the Middle Ages of an overmighty subject, somebody who is too powerful and wields more power than the government, than the king himself in the realm. And it seems to me that, you know, Soros is starting to behave rather, well, not starting to behave, he is behaving very much like that. Yeah.
Well, let's see what Hungary and Poland do. Let's see how they react to this.
Indeed,
it'll be interesting. We'll be following this story.
Indeed, so.
All right, Alexander Bright-Kirst, thank you very much. Guys, like this video, click on that subscribe button, hit that like, also share this video. Please donate to us on PayPal, Patreon, Subscribestar, and via Bitcoin as well. You'll find all those links in the description box down below. And also please go to the Duran shop, pick up some merchandise. You'll find all kinds of new things. Alexander has some new merch that he is actually wearing.
Indeed, absolutely. I've got my, you can see I've got my amazing new Duran sweatshirt. I've also, next to me, I'm not wearing it at the moment, but I've got my amazing new Duran, hoodie. With the flag of England embroidered there. You can see what a beautiful thing it is. And of course, I've got my various hats of various kinds. This one is this sort of a hat, and you can see it's got there the tricolor. Oh, I mean, I think you probably missed it, but a bit more closely, you can see it's got the tricolor of France, the great French Republic. I was watching, by the way, I should say, a wonderful film by Abel Gance, about the French Revolution and Napoleon, and it, you know, thinking about that, it makes me feel very warm to be wearing a hat with the flag of France, a country that I greatly love and admire, and where I used to live. And of course, we've got our magic mugs, our amazing magic mugs. This one with the flag of the United States, And you can find lots of our magic mugs, the best magic mugs in the world. You can find them in our shop with the flags of many, many countries on them. And they are amazing. They are all wonderful. All the products in our shop are wonderful. The feedback we get is terrific. And you support our channel by buying these wonderful things from our shop. And of course, you support us too by finding us on our various platforms, BitChute, Library, Odyssey, Rumble. And you also support us through, you know, going to Patreon and Subscribestar. And also remember, please, to, you know, add to subscribe to us on YouTube too, because we're having all sorts of issues with people being subscribing and then being unsubscribed and subscribing again. So please make sure that you are subscribed to our channel. So please support us in whatever way you can. Come to our shop, get these wonderful new amazing products. Alex is expanding the product line all the time, and all our products are marvelous. And come to our next program.
All right, Alexander Mercurius, thank you very much. Till next time, everybody, take care.